There's more talk about switching over to more corn acres. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Darren Hefty with the Hefty Seed Company and Ag PhD said there is more talk about more corn acres for this year. But he did point out soybeans are a good option as well.
It's something we're hearing about all over. And part of it is just guys are struggling to get good yields out of the soybeans. And I get it. The market price is one thing, but you figure the market price times what your expected yield is. And with soybeans, we just haven't seen the yields keep up with corn for a lot of farmers. But there are a couple of main reasons why. One of them is potassium availability in July and August. And some of this comes down to fertility practices. And we talked about it, just that guys are putting their fertilizer out in front of corn and they aren't doing the same type of program in front of soybeans. But soybeans are a high demand crop that has a very small root system. So putting potassium out in front of soybeans has been really helpful. Soybeans have such a small root system. Banding it really close to the row allows for better nutrient uptake. It keeps your costs down, and you should see a boost this year in your soybean yield.
And that's one thing, too, that we talked a lot about, Darren. It's important to ask questions. If you have those questions in your mind, it's a good idea when you get a chance to ask those questions to find out the answers.
You know, and growing up on a multi-generational farm, sometimes it was a little intimidating to ask dad or ask grandpa about something that might be old hat to them, but it was new information to me. And one thing that our dad just encouraged Brian and me to do, even though it might have been annoying to him at times that we asked questions that he thought were pretty basic, we just needed to understand those. And sometimes he would tell us too, you know, I don't know the answer to that. And that's really what led Brian and me to learn more about soil fertility.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.